It's 2:37, and this is Observer Radio News. I'm Aziza Ibrahim with Susanna Dutt and Sidra Sheikh. It's 3 degrees, raining cats and dogs outside our East York studios. Now here are the headlines. Boston Marathon bomber has been convicted. Drivers might experience a slippery ride home from work today. Ontario high school teachers are threatening to go on strike at the end of the month. And what's up with everyone wearing pink today? Zakhar Sarnav, suspect in the Boston Marathon bombing, has been found guilty of 10 of the 30 counts so far. The verdict is still being read. He might be facing the death penalty. Environment Canada issued a freezing rain warning this morning. GTA drivers are urged to drive safe. Some roads might look slippery on the road home from work, but it's actually ice. Porter Airlines also issued a statement this morning saying that flights might be delayed because of the weather. Travelers should check the status of their flights before heading to the airport. Ontario high school teachers from 7 school boards might go on strike at the end of the month. Peel and Durham are on the list of hand-picked regions. If the strike happens, there will be a full withdrawal of all services. Premier Catherine Wynne is encouraging teachers to stay at the bargaining table to avoid a possible strike while the government works towards reaching a fair deal. Today, many people around the city are wearing pink. Why, you ask? Today is the International Day of Pink, of course. People around the world are encouraged to wear pink to raise awareness about bullying and discrimination. Toronto Police and Mayor John Tory are amongst the many people supporting the cause. Premier Kathleen Wynne was in Scarborough today talking to students at Agincourt Collegiate about how important it is to accept people and putting aside differences. And that's the latest news. Now here's sports with Susanna.
Thanks, Aziza Ibrahim. Things are turning around for the Toronto Maple Leafs. The team beat their Ontario rival, the Ottawa Senators, in a shootout 3-2 this past Easter Sunday. The Sens shootout loss to the Leaf was a major blow to their playoff hopes. With only 2 games remaining in this disappointing season, the Leafs will face one of the hottest teams in the league, the Columbus Blue Jackets. You can check out the game tonight at 7:30 on Sportsnet. After a heartbreaking loss in overtime against the Boston Celtics, the Raptors look to bounce back tonight against the Charlotte Hornets. According to Coach Casey, the Raptors will be shorthanded once again. Players Kyle Lowry, who is suffering from a back injury, and Amir Johnson, with an ankle injury, will be out of the lineup. Toronto has a tough matchup ahead as they have not beaten the Hornets since March of 2013. The Raptors look to snap a 2-game losing streak as they try to extend their lead over the Wizards in the playoff race. The Raptors are hoping to take the third place playoff spot from the Bulls in the Eastern Conference. Tune in tonight at 7 on Sportsnet 360. In other NBA news, Chris Copeland of the Indiana Pacers and his partner were stabbed outside of a New York City club. The couple was leaving the club when an argument erupted between Copeland and Shazoy Bleary. Bleary has been taken into custody. But the show must go on. The Pacers are scheduled to play against the Knicks tonight. Copeland will not take the court. The Blue Jays opened the season with a bang. The team beat the New York Yankees 6-1 on Monday. R.A. Dickey is now feeling confident taking over for lead pitcher Drew Hutchinson. He will be on the mound versing New York's own Michael Pineda. Could this be the Blue Jays' year? They have a shot at going 162-0. Full coverage can be found tonight at 7 on Sportsnet 1. And that's all from the world of sports. Stay with us because Sidra Sheikh will have all the buzz in entertainment.
Hey you, how are those New Year's resolutions going? Is kale now your favorite food? Do your abs intimidate Thor? Would Buddha envy your peaceful Zen attitude? Yeah, I totally believe you. But if you're asking for a friend, tell them Centennial College Fitness Center is open for all their fitness and meditation needs. Monday to Friday, 8:30 to 6:30. Tons of free classes. You're welcome.
It's the hottest day of the year and your makeup's melting off your face. What's a girl to do? Introducing Rimmel London's newest Stay Matte Powder. Effectively absorbs the oil in your skin. Keeps you looking luminous, fresh, and flawless for up to 8 hours. Stay matte, stay beautiful. Rimmel London, be the best you.
Welcome Welcome back, everyone. I'm Sidra Sheikh, and I'll be giving you the latest in entertainment today. Big news for Big Sean fans. Big Sean's in Canada. He's performing at the Ernest & Young Center in Ottawa tonight at 7. This is his first ever show in Ottawa. Earlier this week, Sean was in Toronto and did a fan meet and greet at the HMV on Yonge Street. Speaking of fans, Canadian comedian Russell Peters doesn't seem to be a fan of Trevor Noah, the Daily Show host replacing Jon Stewart. He says he's a thief. In an interview with Channel News Asia this week, he said that Noah has stolen jokes from him and other comedians. Noah hasn't responded yet. Noah was accused of the same thing a couple of years ago by David Cao. In 2013, he responded to that allegation by saying, "Nobody owns comedy, nobody owns premise, nobody owns an idea." Speaking of comedians, Stan Freberg, comedian and radio host, died yesterday at age 88. He died of natural causes at a Santa Monica hospital. Freberg was known as the father of the funny commercial and for his work in radio, TV, advertising, and much more. And that's all for me. Now let's send it back to Aziza Ibrahim for the wrap.
Thanks, Sidra. That's the news for now. You can find more news at torontoobserver.ca. On behalf of all of us here at Observer Radio News, thanks for listening and have a great afternoon.